and he's just 2 years older than I am. His wife fell and broke her hip, and then here not a month ago she fell and broke the darn thing over after it's been about 2, 3, 4, 5 years probably when she broke the foot. And their daughter, they had one daughter, and she got about 5 kids up there around. That's the reason they stay up there, you know, with their grandkids. And they come down here about every year, and you know, I had a brother that lived down in Houston. We'd all get together and go down to where he's got a big camp down there on Lake Sam Rayburn. It's on the north side of that lake there, and we go down there and have a big get-together reunion, you know. And five of us boys. Now there's two of them gone since we was down there last. The oldest brother and the youngest brother that lived down there, he's gone. And he never could get his wife to move out there with him until after he died while she sold her place there and moved out there. Of course, I think it's a necessity because she couldn't keep up the house in town and that out there, too.
Do you remember the house that you were raised in?
Yeah.
What it was, can you tell me about it?
Two-story right down there across from the fairground was a two-story house. Now, it was built there. Oh, I don't know if Grandpa Adam built it or whether Dad built it, but Dad remodeled that and fixed that place up and put siding on the outside. And there's two rooms on top of it were never finished up, but there were 2 bedrooms upstairs. Let's see, we had 2 bedrooms down there, 2 upstairs, and a living room, and dining room, and kitchen down there. And the hallway all the way through it, what's called dog trucks, you know, went through it. And they closed that in. And that burned down about 2 years before I got a hold of the farm.
Yeah.
I had it rented to some people, and they moved out, and other people come and wanted to rent it. Had a sale barn right over there where the fairground is now, across the street from it. And these people wanted to rent it, and they were going to move in there, and some way they built a fire in that fireplace and went off and left it. And these boys in the fairground sale barn sold that broken over there and run over there. All they could do was get some stuff out of the house. Never did see the people no more.
That's a shame.
Yeah. That was a landmark. Supposed to have been a landmark there, that place was. That's on a section line there. Runs right across the north side of that place. We had, that time, the old fireground, this here, 160 acres there, belonged to Dad.
How long you been in this house?
About 16 years, I believe. We'll be this fall right away. My wife's in the hospital when I moved in there. She's in the hospital when I finished up, moved in it.
What is that house like on the inside? What kind of rooms you got in it?
Got 2 bedrooms, and a dining room and kitchen together, and a big living room. Mm-hmm. And this is built on here, the 16 by 14, the bathroom, and the utility room. Be glad to show you what's through it. Go through it, go through it, look at it.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Mic check. Testing. I reckon that's got it. All right. You say a fella offered you what for your house?
Huh?
You say a fella offered you $30,000?
Yeah. That's before I built this onto it. Mm-hmm. But that just called he wanted it bad enough so he'd be next to his boy here.
Mm-hmm. What?
He gave a $37,500 for a house I sold for $22,000.
That's something. About how much do real estate people generally make on a sale like that?
They make 5-6%, making 6% on it now.
Is that right?
Farms will make 10% on farms.
Do a lot of that kind of business,
yeah,
too?
Yeah. Sold some awful big ones. Mm-hmm. Had 1,800 acres and went out there, sold about 3 times, and last time sold it, split it in two.
Mm-hmm.
Half of it. Now the man that bought the 940 acres got 1,400 acres. Sold him a farm joined it on the south, 400 acres to it.
Mm-hmm. They've got it all right. Battery was just getting weak.
Yeah. That guy that sold that place out there, that 400 acres, he'd lived out there for years on that place, too.
Yeah.
Called it Chandler.